So we're going to start the second Hallelujah. Chazard over. Hallelujah. Ki toiv zamra elokeinu, ki noyim noa vasihila. Which means it's good to be mezamra to Hashem. It's pleasant to give him tehillah, which is a higher level, tehillah or zimra. Zimra is a higher level. Tehillah is praise, but zimra is song. So it's pleasant, not just, it's pleasant to give tehillah, but zamra is le'elokeinu. It's when we see Hashem's hashgacha to us, specifically. So that's the introductory phrase of this kapitel, is going to talk about Hashem's hashgacha pratis to us. Okay, Hashem's relationship with us. That's what it's saying. Zamra le'keinu, kinoim na'avasi'ila. It's always good to give praise. But to elokeinu, when he's giving hashgacha to us, that's even better. That's zimra. So, it starts off talking about Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Hashem is Boinei Yerushalayim. Part of the Hashgacha Pratis is that everything is part of the process of building Yerushalayim. That's why the Mefarshim say, it doesn't say Yivne, Hashem will build, even though it says Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes in the future. He will bring together the Nidchei Yisrael. But here it says Boinei Yerushalayim in the present, because part of the Hashgach is to realize that everything that's happening is part of the process of building Yerushalayim. It's part of the process of the Geula. So Hashem is constantly, during every single thing that happens, is being Boinei Yerushalayim. Throughout the Galus of 2,000 years, it's always in the process of getting us closer. So Nitzchei Yisrael ultimately will be Yechanes, but the whole Hashgach process is Boinei Yerushalayim. Now,
is there a connection between that and the Sukkot? Before you said that it's like things that you have to do to survive in Galus.
Yeah. So that's all part of this, is to realize that part of a survival is the Hashgach process. Okay? Now, we go on and we say like this. Haroife l'shvure leiv. Even individual people who have broken-hearted, Hashem heals them, umachabesh la'atzvoysam, and He heals their sorrow. Then we go and we say, Moina mispar la'koychavim, Hashem counts the stars and gives names, l'kulam, shem o'yisikra. And why does Hashem give a name to each star? That means each star has its particular
function.
A name signifies your function. And every Hashem created every star for a reason and a tachlis, and Hashem knows the tachlis for each star. So it's not just random. So this also shows a darga of Hashgacha Pratis in the general creation of the Bria.
Wasn't the stars?
Well, you'll see. The segue is Gadol Adonenu.
But weren't the stars, the purpose of the stars was to accompany the moon, because the moon felt that it was me.
Whatever it is, but each one has its own function. There's mazalos and everything, right? So each star has its own function. So the segue is like this, is that what do you think is greater? Okay, Hashem created the world, Hashem makes stars, but what about each individual person?
That's what
it says. Gadol Adonenu, our Adon is great, v'rav koyach. And he has strength. But still, Hashem takes care and Hashgach puts us on each individual thing. Right? Hashem gives strength to Anovim. And he's mashpil reshoim ade aretz. You'll see that he's mashpil reshoim. What? It's giving a range. It's saying that Hashem, as much as he's great, don't let that fool you to think that he's not taking care of each individual person. And that's gufo, which brings out a greater godness. Okay?
The Mashmah means the fall.
He makes the Rishonim fall, yes. Go and say him. Right. Now, Enu Lashem Besoida, respond to Hashem with Toida Zamru Lelekenu. Again, when we say Toida, it's Lashem, but Zimra is Lelekenu. Same Lashem as before. When we say Zimra, when we sing out, it's Lelekenu. It's when we see the Hashgacha Pratis. And we use a chinor for that. We use an instrument to be Mizamer to our Hashem when He shows us Hashgacha Pratis.
The har?
Yeah. Now we say, Hamechase Shemaim Ba'oven. And now again, we're going to go back to the greatness of Hashem in the Hashgacha Klolis. Hashem covers the sky with clouds. Hamechin la'art matar, and he gives rain. Hamatzmiach harim chotzer, and he gives there's grass on the mountains, and each and every single animal is taken care of. Noisein levehem olachma. Hashem gives the animal his lechem, his bread, livnei oirev, and he gives to the children of the oirev, gives to the children of the raven. Asher yikro, they call out to him. The children of the raven call out to Hashem to feed, and Hashem gives it to them. Loi v'gvuras asus yechbots. Hashem doesn't desire the gvura of the sus, and he doesn't loy v'shoike ha'ish, and not in the knees of man yirta does he want. Yeah. So what does that mean? The thighs. Right? So what does that mean? So there's two different pshatim here. But what it's saying is that what do you mean Hashem doesn't desire the gvur of the sus? He's the one that gave the gvur of the sus. It means it's referring to people. He doesn't desire those people who think that they need to come onto the sus in order to get somewhere to do something. Hashem gives the strength. And don't think that you're going to use the karach of your thigh to get anywhere. No. If you have fear of Hashem, that's what Hashem will, the miyachal, the one that seeks out his chesed, Hashem's chesed, that's what Hashem will help. Okay? Now the other pshat is that means it's talking about the sus, and it's saying, Hashem, I gave you food. You don't have to run like the horse itself does not need its gvura to be fed, because Hashem takes care of even the animals. Okay? Now,
maybe it's a product of the sus. Lo gvura sasus. Yeah,
that's essentially what we're saying. Now, okay, so essentially what this is saying is that from the godless of the Hashem to the minimal to dealing with people, every part of it is Hashgacha Pratis. Okay? Shabchi Yerushalayim Es Hashem. Therefore, Yerushalayim should be Meshabeach Hashem. Now what does it mean Yerushalayim? It means the dwellers of Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean the city, it means the people that live there. So Shabchi Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the dwellers of Yerushalayim should be Meshabeach Hashem. Halali Alekayich. And Tzion, you should be mahal to your God. Ki chizak b'rishis harayich, because he protects you. Part of his hashgacha pratis is that he protects you. Berach b'nayich, he blessed your children. Bekir bech, inside of you. Hasam gevuleich shalom, he made your gvul, your boundary, peaceful. Chelav chitim yasbeich, he's going to give you the fattiest and most full wheat. Okay, so Hashem is going to be mashpia. From all this toiv that Hashem has, is going to be mashpia into Yerushalayim, into the dwellers of Yerushalayim, into those people who seek Hashem's help.
Does Shabchi also mean shalom?
Shabchi means to pray, I think, in general.
I thought I saw a translation.
Oh yeah? I don't know.
So is it specifically to the people in Yerushalayim?
Well, that's a way of... that's what it's saying right now, yeah. Now the puzzle starts also again going off, and we have to bring it back in and see what happens. It says Hashaleach Imrasay Aretz. Hashem sends his words to the ground, Ad Mehera Yarot Devaray, and his words run quickly. So this is again, it means Hashem interacts with the world through Hashgacha Pratis. And the Mefarshim say, the Radak says, specifically, it means through rain. Okay? Because, now, interestingly enough, I'm just going to close this for a second. Okay?
Shkoya is better.
What?
Much better.
Yeah, much better.
Shkoya.
Thank you. So the Hashgacha Pratis is like this. We talk about on Sukkis, we're nidoin on rain. Why are we nidoin on rain on Sukkis? Your son will told you this shtickle? I was talking to him about it. But the idea of rain is, this is the only way. Rain is the main place where you see directly the Hashgacha Pratis. Because every other part of Teva is predictable. Hashem made it that way, but Hashem Gufa made it in a way that it's predictable. So the sunrise and the sunset, NASA could go and tell you when there's going to be an eclipse in 83 years from now, and where, and exactly the latitude and the longitude and the sunrise, right, for thousands of years. Rain, they can't predict when it's going to rain tomorrow. Right? It's an incredible thing. Right? Why not? There should be a system. That's it. It rains every Tuesday in March and whatever. There should be just like sunrise, sunset. Rain Hashem kept for himself. This is where you need to remind that I'm really in charge. You think you control the world. You think you know everything. Once in a while, the rain is where Hashem interacts with us directly. It's the only place that Hashem interacts with us directly. And that's the avoid of Sukkot, by the way, is that extra level. We know Hashgacha Pratis, but that extra Shaychus with Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why Sukkot is Nidoin in Malamayim. Is the Shaychus that we have with Ribbono Shel Olam is translated through rain, essentially. Okay? So, in other words, just to be masber a little bit better, that even though on Rosh Hashanah we got a din of how much we're going to get, how much Hashpa Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give us, okay, throughout the year, but we don't know how we're going to get it. Are we going to get it through love? We're not going to get it through love. Hashem said, all right, let's say a guy got a din. He's going to make this year $120,000. Okay? So, he couldn't get it. For the first 11 months of the year, he didn't have a penny. He had to borrow money. He was running around like a mishugana. He didn't have a penny to his name. He didn't know where he was going to pay his next bill. Kept on borrowing money. Then Chavtes Erev Rosh Hashanah, he gets a bill, a check in the mail, $120,000, pays up all his chayvis, and he walks into Rosh Hashanah clean slate. So he has no tainas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen, you told me you're going to give me the money. I got the money. But he wants to get $10,000 a month. That's how he wants to get it. The din on mayim is, how's Ribbono Shel Olam going to interact with us? That's essentially the din of Sukkot. It's how is the distribution of the din of Rosh Hashanah going to happen? This is one shot in the din of Sukkot. Okay, and that's the Yom Siv Chaseinu, the Rots and the Shaykhs that we're going to have with Ribbono Shel Olam. So the rain, when it says Hasholech im Rasei Aretz ad Mehero Yard to Devarai, okay, this is referring to the rain.
It says now, three things there. It says Ruach.
We didn't get up to that yet. So Hashalach Imrasa, he sends his words to the Aretz. The Radak says it means Hamatar. Ad Mehera Yaretz Dvarai, and it's going to go and follow. But sometimes Hanoisein Sheleg Katzomer. But sometimes he gives snow like the wool. Kefor Ka'efer Yifazer, and he's going to spread frost like Efer. Now that's not good, right? When it snows, so there's an amazing pshat over here. Okay, this from the Malbim. The Malbim says is that what happens is that the hashpa gets a little blocked. You want the rain is a bracha. The hashpa comes out through bracha. The snow is the way is the hashpa of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Secondary,
the symbolism over here, the way he says it is. Mamshel ha'amira sheshalach l'rab b'tzira ha'sheleg shemakbi esamayim kein midas adin yakbi mea chesed v'yatzar es ha'shefa ha'noizel mimayinei ha'yeshua. What's the lashon we say over there? He says the lashon. Here, ushavtem mayim besosayin mimayinei Yeshua, that the Yeshua portion pours water. That's the easy flowing directly from Hashem. All of a sudden, it's icy, gets bumpy on the way down. right? It's bumpy, it gets frozen, not all of it comes, it gets blocked. That's the snow. The remez of the Shelig is when the Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is symbolized through Mayim, gets a little bit blocked and hazy. And that's when it's not a free-flowing Hashpa. So he said it froze over the Chesed. It stopped it. It blocked it a little bit. You could freeze, you know, in midair a flow. It doesn't go anymore. So sometimes the words, the Hashpa of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Imrasa, comes straight. Sometimes it only comes through snow. Sometimes you'll see it, but it will be a little bit more. Yishlach Tvara V'yamshem. But Hashem can send back words that will melt it. And then you'll have the Shefa again. Yashiv Ruchoi. No. Mashach Karchoi Chifitim, he'll send his coldness, Lefnei Karosi Miyam, and no one can stand in front of his coldness. Yishlach Dvar V'yamshem, but he can send words that will melt it. And it will come back. Yashiv Ruchoi Yizlu Mayim. And now the water will come back. So this thing in the snow, I never understood this pasuk. To be honest with you, I'm davening all this time. I'm always wondering, what does snow have to do with Yerushalayim? What's going on in the pasuk? The pasuk is saying, this is the seder of the Hashgacha Pratis. Is that realize, Ribbono Shel Olam gives Hashgacha Pratis to us, Elikeinu. And he takes care of the world, large, and each individual person. And he'll take care of you if you are Yoshev Yerushalayim. Some of you ask, is it Dafka talking about Yerushalayim? Some it's not Dafka talking about Yerushalayim. It's talking about the people that live with understanding that Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And Hashem will protect you. And Hashem will send the Hashpa. And Hashem is going to protect each individual person. And he'll send the Hashpa. But sometimes it gets a little frozen over. But it's still, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still there. But sometimes it gets a little bit, what?
Like a clogged pipe. Chills it out. You can stand there.
Right.
You can't do anything. You need to be totally
tall in the Ribbono Shel Olam.
What's interesting is all that the Shelig is not so much of a bracha, and it still looks beautiful. Like the rainbow.
It looks beautiful, but...
Right, and it's the same thing, even when Hashem's angry, you know, like the rainbow, it's also a beautiful thing to see.
Also, couldn't one draw an inference that when it's raining like that and you see the Hashkacha, it's a perfect time to daven?
Yeah.
Because you're really, really the Rason is right there.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's a nice shot here, by the way, that I'll say part of the Hashgacha Pratis is when it says, "Hanoisin Sheleg Katzomer," part of the shot is he gives the snow, he makes snow fall like wool, like it looks like a layer of wool. Some say it means Hanoisin Sheleg, he's going to give Sheleg Katzomer in according to the amount of wool that you have. In other words, you need wool, you need a sweater to protect yourself. So Hashem's only going to give the amount of snow in accordance to the amount of wool that you have. that's what Ryan Leib says of Pshat. I think Rashi maybe is not sure like that. That Hashem keeps in mind, that's part of the Ashgacha. Okay, that's a Pshat. But the Iker Pshat is this. Is that it's coming to symbolize, and the Radak also says this, that this, the Shelig is more like the Midas Hadin coming in. Okay? Yishlach Dvar V'yamseim Yashiv Ruchim Zulmayim. Then it says Magid Dvar of Yaakov Chukov Mishpatav Yisrael. Now, this is an interesting pasuk because what's it saying? Magid Dvar Hashem tells his words to Yaakov Chukov Mishpatav Yisrael, and he gives Chukim Mishpatim to Yisrael. This is referring to the Torah. Hashem.
It's a system of how he gives Hashkacha. We see that through the Torah. That's the connection.
Yeah, but part of the greatest Hashgacha is the greatest interaction that we could have with Hashem is learning Torah. Has Hashem teaching us Torah that we could understand Torah and we could interact with Him? That's the greatest level of Hashgacha process that we can experience.
That's right? The medium on how we understand this Hashgacha.
Well, the Mamma says the Pashup Shad is Magid Rav Yaakov, meaning part of it is that there's a process of nevuah. How are we going to be zoicha to go back and forth to melt that ice? To melt that ice and turn it back into water, Hashem will send us a Navi. Magid Devarav, he's going to tell us what we need to do. And he's going to protect
Yaakov
us. Well,
doesn't mean Yaakov Avinu.
No, it means
the other name for Klai.
So the Malmur says,
sometimes
Parshat Shad is.
Sometimes we're on the Yaakov level, and sometimes we're on Yisrael level. And Yisrael level is a higher level than the Yaakov level, right?
Okay, that's true. So
what does it mean, Magid Devarav Yaakov?
Yaakov is another.
I'm not sure exactly why Yaakov versus Yisrael, but what we're saying Pashup Pshat is that the way this is going to happen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us by telling us his words, by sending us Nevi'im. Magid Varov Liyakov, Chukov Mishpatov Liyisrael. He doesn't do that for everybody, only to us. They don't know about them. Hallelujah, and that's why you should praise Hashem. So this is talking about the Godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria, but more importantly, the Godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Hashgacha. And then, how does he interact with us? Is that he gives us Nevi'im and he tells us how to do it. The Gemara Darshan's Magid Dvarav Yaakov is referring to Torah. And this, from here we learn that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. They're not allowed to teach Torah to a non-Jew. Bechla.
Why do we write the Shivim Lashon?
You shouldn't.
When you say we shouldn't teach Torah to a goy, we shouldn't teach him Gemara, we shouldn't teach him Chumash.
That's what you're just asking. I don't think at all.
You're saying then how are they supposed to know the
Shevet
Mitzvah?
Well,
how
are they going to
know the
Shevet Mitzvah? Shevet Mitzvah you could teach them.
Now, what was the purpose of writing the Shevet Mitzvah? I'm not advocating it, but what was the purpose of that?
Right.
Well, we were going to be in different countries. We need to know the languages of each country.
I hear. Okay, but Al-Kaponim, this I think is a very powerful way of understanding this kapitel. The psukim themselves seem very disjointed to a certain degree.
All over the place.
Chavim, Sheleg, and then Yushalayim, this, that. But according to this, we're saying a very specific point here. We're talking about the hashgacha and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. So it's a beautiful kapitel of Tehillim. It's mamish the fundamentals of everything. Now the next kapitel is like this. It's a little bit of a different twist. It starts talking about how every part of the Bria will be moide and see eventually when Lazid Lavoi, or even before then, every part of the Bria will praise Hashem. I'll just read the first pasuk and I'll tell you about Rabbi Miller's pshat, and it's amazing. It says, Halleluka, Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim, Hallelu bamroimim. That everybody should praise Hashem, even min Hashemayim, from the El Yoinim, the higher levels, halalu chol malachov. Even the malachim should praise Hashem. Halalu chol tzvav. All the heavenly beings should halalu shemesh ve'yareach, the sun. Halalu kokach ve'ar. So, and halalu shmei hashemayim. Even the heavens, the upper heavens, should praise Hashem. Ve'hamayim Hashem al hashemayim, and the water which is on top of the shemayim. Now, what does that mean? We're telling the sky, the Malachim, you praise Hashem. We're telling the sky, the Shemesh, praise Hashem. We're in charge. Who are we to tell the sun what to do? We're telling the sun to praise Hashem. What does it mean?
Is that a command? We're telling him to praise.
So I'll tell you what Rav Victor Miller says. He says, you know what it means when the sun praises Hashem? He says, what it means when the sun praises Hashem, what it means is that from the sun creates Kavod Shemayim. The sun creates a certain recognition of a certain midah or a certain mitzias of Hashem. The reason why Kol Bar L'Chvoydei, everything in the world was created for us, for mankind, to be makir through that mitzias, part of the boy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain midah in their boy, a certain element or aspect of Hashkacha of the boy Yoyalam. So what we're saying to the Shemaim is, when we're saying Hashemayim should praise this Hashem, what it means is that really we should bring out the kavod of Hashem through the Shemesh, and therefore the Shemesh will end up, that's considered that the Shemesh is praising Hashem, because people will now see Hashem through the Shemesh. That's what it means. So when we do what we're supposed to and we bring out the kavod Hashem in the Bria, we're bringing out the ability of the Shemesh to praise Hashem. So what it's saying here is that every part of the Bria should come to the point where everybody's makir that it's coming from the Bnei Shalom, and they see the kavod Hashem in the Bria. And then every part of the Bria is going to end up being praising Hashem. That's what Rabbi Victor Miller says, amazing pshat.
Yeah,
right? What?
Beautiful.
Beautiful pshat.
This is an acknowledgement, and therefore
right.
It's an acknowledgement.
It's an acknowledgement of the Rabbi Shalom. That's the point. So, that's what this point of this Kapitel Tehillim is, according to him. Now, not everyone says that, but that's a nice pshat to start with. Next week, we'll talk about what exactly is all the pshatim, together. But this is to for starters, we'll leave with that, okay?
Is it all these things listen to Hashem, they don't do their job.